and thank you for joining us in a series of talks on New Life with Rav Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. And we're at the during this series of talks, we are talking now about pregnancy and birth. We want to inspect this topic. Most of us have already gone through this in our lives, maybe even more than once. Some of us will go through it in the future. Some of us will see it with our grandchildren. We're all enveloped in this matter, and it's something very fundamental in our lives. So we want to learn about this topic of childbirth from the Rav Lightman, and to open up through these insights that he's giving to us a new life, a new approach towards life, not just for our baby or the child that is going to develop in our home, but also for ourselves, the adults. And in each discussion, we focus on a certain aspect inside this wide process of pregnancy and birth, and we try to learn also what's good for the fetus, also what's good for mom and dad and all of us on the path, on the way to this new life. So, Nitza, what are we starting with today? So, last time we talked about our approach as parents towards the fetus, and we've reached a point that we talked about that when a fetus is 40 days old, it already begins to develop a connection to what's outside him. And we want to talk today about what you think the fetus feels, how he perceives the world from his angle. What is he going through? We know that there is research that shows in a very clear way that what the fetus goes through in these stages in the womb influence him a lot later. So we'd like to know what happens to him. The fetus is in a constant internal battle because he needs to constantly fit himself to the environment. And the more he grows, it's as if the environment is the same environment, but he changes. And therefore, there is a process here, and unending process, a constant process, where the person, we're not talking about a person yet, but still, he goes through his stages of fitting himself with these external conditions, for which for now are the womb. He needs to adapt himself to these conditions all the time. And if he's not able, let's say, to fit himself, to adapt himself to the new conditions, this is called a malfunction, or God forbid, an illness or something. If he is able to do so, then he develops well and correctly. He has a very a great job to do here. Because nature is actually building him up. But in this process, he finds himself under forces that stabilize him, that form him, that give him this illustration, the bodily illustration of all, on all levels of the internal systems, and the development can only be through two forces. The developing force and the illustrating force. And these two forces are just like, let's say, when an artist takes a block of clay and begins to build something out of it. So there's an operation on part of the matter itself, how flexible it is, how harmonized it is with these pressures, with the force that draws him, that illustrates him from the outside, with his internal developmental force. And therefore, the fetus, the embryo, is working here, that in an constant state of work under these two forces. Can you explain again these two forces? I didn't understand. The first force that develops him from the inside, and the second force that illustrates, that draws him, that forms him from the outside, these two forces are active in him in every place, in every system, in every contact or connection that's created in him, and all his systems that are beginning to develop. And therefore, we need to understand that the embryo here is in this process that is very, very, I'd say, intense in his development. And so we need to see that all of the conditions will be right for this. And as much as we can better these conditions for him, then by that we help the embryo. We need to care for, first of all, for food. That's clear. We need to care for the woman's internal psychological state. We need to care for her state of health, her psychological health, and for, and aside for this corporeal fulfillment or satisfaction, we also need the spiritual fulfillment or filling. We don't really understand these things so much on part of the current research and medicine, but as much as they know, they also are talking already about needing to give the embryo during this development these different fulfillments. What does he feel in this internal battle that you talked about? You said there are two forces that operate on him from the inside and from the outside. How does he survive this war? What does he feel? Does he have experiences? Does he have a world? As much as he evolves in this development, then of course he feels it more and more. We can't quite point at his different types of behavior here during his first days. But let's say after the first 3 months of development during pregnancy, we can already see certain responses from him. Of course, also before he felt it, but he wasn't able to give a response. There still weren't systems that were developed enough in order to develop such a response. And of course, the more he advances towards birth, his responses are more visible. And here we need, even without tests, it all depends on how much we understand the development of the embryo. If we're talking about the development during the first 40 days of the creation of the embryo, then we only care for his physical creation. From 40 days and onwards, we already need to begin to talk to him as a person who is developing. And after 3 months, we need to treat him as a small person who reacts in a certain way to our talking to him. And we need to speak to him as a small person. And during the last 3 months, we can already treat him as someone who truly feels and understands and responds directly to everything that is going on around him in the environment. Just like we used to think that plants don't feel our attitude towards them, and suddenly we discover that, yes, they do. They're just like another living body in our room, and everything that happens in the room, they feel our relationships between us and so on. The plant perceives this and he responds. Only in the form of a plant, that he doesn't have such an active response that we can see it. If we have pets, animals on the animal level, then they respond in a much more clear way, active way, and it's the same with the fetus. And if we'd been able, if we were able to be sensitive enough, we'd even remember ourselves in our mother's womb and our development there. This memory, it stays inside a person, it remains, but it's just in such internal systems in a person that the regular person, that when he grows, then he doesn't really turn to this memory anymore. But certainly we can awaken this memory in a person. So if we're talking about the embryo, because we're focusing on the embryo's experience in this talk, then there are these circles around him. The first one is his mother's womb, right? That's the closest circle to him. And if I understand correctly, then all of these processes that you're talking about, this communication with him from 3 months onwards, then you're saying that there's even a wider circle also, which is what happens around the mother, the environment. So let's say these are two circles that we've talked about. Now I'd like to ask, if that's okay by you, Nitsa, I want to ask about this circle of the mother and father. You said that he feels things. Sometimes we see him responding and sometimes we don't. But let's say, not that I want that to happen, but let's say there's a fight between us. What does he feel? How does this influence him? He feels it. He's inside the fight, the quarrel. It influences him. His personality, his approach to life, his extent of his security, of his openness, it all influences him. We don't take seriously enough these stages through which a person develops inside the womb. Actually, we should take it as a part of life, as an important part of life. If we say that it's important for us to supply everything he needs when he's born, first for his body and then for his development as a person and so on, then we need to also see the previous part when he's still in the womb as very important, especially since it all only depends on us. We see that the moment a woman feels that she's pregnant, all she does is think of him, of her baby, and nature also develop such an attitude. The family, the environment, the world also needs to think of him. This is what he develops through. This is where he is nourished by. What? Food, spiritual food, food security. Food isn't just what you ingest through the umbilical cord. It's the feeling of concern towards him, of warmth, of attention, of love. This all he needs to receive, all of this. So let's say we're pregnant. So now we're not allowed to fight at home? No. What, I don't understand. We're not allowed to fight? Of course. Because he's with us everywhere. You can't. In all the ancient cultures, it was a law that a man, once his wife is pregnant, he gives her everything she needs as much as possible, whatever she needs. You're not allowed to fight with her, you need to let her be. You got to give her what she wants. Because what is now controlling her is the force that is developing the baby. suddenly she wants to eat something, you have to give it to her. If she suddenly wants to rest, you need to let her rest, not to upset her, to organize a comfortable life for her, because by that you don't only influence her body for it to supply the baby with physical conditions, but also the approach, the attitude it goes through her to the baby. What attitude? From who? The good attitude from the father. And from the entire environment. What if she upsets me, if she makes me angry? What do I need to do? To wait for 9 months? You? Yeah, let's say the husband. You have to take, I don't know what medications to calm yourself, to be... So it's like I have a policeman for 9 months at home. No, also later. This baby that grows, if you've made a baby, then you've created a great limitation for yourself. Yeah, but my kid can be at school or at kindergarten. Now I have this policeman in my home all the time. No, but it still influences you even when he's away. What, are you so small? All of your relations influence him. It doesn't matter where he is, at what distance. Why? We're talking about the environment, which is constantly influencing him. It doesn't matter if I'm fighting with my wife while he's at kindergarten. The most important is for the kids not to hear. What do you think? If they don't hear about it, they don't feel it, they don't understand? It passes to them in the air. It doesn't matter where he is. Once you become a father, you are already a father. That's it. This is a concept. Because then your life changes completely. You can't just do whatever you feel like. You have a constant role until the end of your life. So maybe you should give a few tips. You want me to talk about the father? No, start teaching me. How do I deal with this? Just like we learn what a father and mother are. You know, before that, I want to ask about what the baby feels. Can I ask about that? I can't express it. I'll ask you, maybe you'll answer. Because I don't feel good about asking about fights at house. When he's in the womb, in the water of the womb, he's in this ocean of this water, in this grace and mercy, this good, warm approach. He feels that he's like he's in the best cradle there is. He feels that. He's together with her in the exchange of emotions. With the mother? Yes, with his mother. He influences her. She feels some of it. She receives from him, and therefore she responds this way and feels in general. And some she doesn't feel that it comes from him. But they're constantly in this situation. He feels her body as his world. He's stuck to her body. He sticks to her body. Imagine that you are inside the womb. How much you are closed inside it, in a good way, with the environment, which is the mother. And you're constantly unified, connected fully, completely. And you influence one another and care for each other. The fetus feels constantly his mother. He's very sensitive towards her. And whatever change he feels in her, if it doesn't come to him in order to help him develop, to add to him according to the internal program of his development that's inside him, inside this sperm that is developing, there's a program. And if the mother does not give to him exactly what he needs according to these stages of development of this program, then he feels a deviation, he feels pressure, he feels that there's something wrong. It needs to be in harmony. The internal program that's inside him, inside this drop of semen, and the influence from his mother on this program, that all in all from both of them, there is the force, that this illustrating force from the program and from the mother that stabilizes them. And as we learn, these two forces help the embryo grow in a very tight fashion. They're constantly, the embryo is constant, it doesn't sleep. There's no such thing that he's sleeping. He's constantly awake, constantly developing. It's not sleep like we know it to be. There's no day or night. These are stages that are, he's constantly in movement internally. And as it begins to develop after the first 3 months and afterwards, especially in the last 3 months, then he understands and feels where he is, and he already has this attitude towards his mother, towards the birth especially, when he develops and begins to feel how much this place becomes a place that on the one hand has given him everything, and on the other hand now it must expand. He wants to tear it up. He's not able to stay inside, and then the process of birth begins. And there, it's as if he's opposite to his mother, and also the mother develops these pains, these troubles, the birth pains for him to come out. We need to see in that the force of love. It seems as if she wants to get rid of him, and he also wants to open up the opening and to get out. There's a mutuality here between them where they both want to already begin this new relationship. And the fetus, it participates in all these things consciously. We don't identify it because we see the body is only 3 kilos and that's it. We're not aware of how much inside he has this attitude towards everything that's happening to him, but only towards his mother. Through her, he begins to feel the world. He also felt it before, the entire world through him, what's happening around her. This is why we're talking about everything happening to the mother, also happening to her embryo, what she feels, what she thinks, everything that she experiences, it all passes on to him. There, the two forces that you talked about, the developing force and the drawing force. The drawing force is the one that creates the more physical body, and the developing force is the more internal force. What is it exactly? Yeah, it was hard for me to talk about it with these forces, because we don't want to go into more internal concepts. It's better for us to talk about it this way in general. I have many questions. Can I? You now said at the end of your words that what the mother feels and thinks, it all passes to him. Sure, afterwards as well, when he's born. He only feels the world through her. Why does he stick to her all the time, flesh to flesh? Why does he constantly need to be near her breasts? All the time. He wants to constantly breathe through her, even, to smell her. She is the adapter between him and the world, the wide world outside. So now my question. It's unpleasant, but I'll ask it. Let's say still that there are fightings in the house. The husband was in the jacuzzi, the baby was in the jacuzzi, like you said, he's 100% awake, absorbing. And let's say, what can you do? After the course, you go home, and sometimes I forget you and all the good things and important things that you teach, and let's say there's a kind of outburst. And now I want you to explain, what is he feeling? He's in his little jacuzzi in there, and I, let's say now I'm yelling at her. What's happening to him? What's going on? Does he feel a tsunami? What happens to the mother and her nervous system and her mind? Have you seen such films where they show you the chaos that goes on in the nervous system and the brain? Nope. Come to the course and we'll show you. So the same thing happens to him, because it's one system. It's one system, and when he gets out of his mother, don't think that he stops being connected to her. In addition to her, he now gains a connection to the entire world. Even if his mother's died, it's only the body that's died, but this connection remains. And it remains, and he stays connected through her to the entire world, and even if the baby dies. This connection and all these systems, they remain. They are systems of information, of connections between our internalities. They have no connection to the physical body, even. It's to that extent. You need to see these things in a much wider way, an internal way. He's born and continues to feel and receive through her in a more beneficial, intense, greater, wider way, an impression from the world. But still, it's through her, all the time through her, for now. Afterwards, the father comes in the picture a little more, and more relatives. Afterwards, he gets to know things next to him, sounds, colors, toys. But still, it's all in addition to what he receives from her. Therefore, if you ask me, then the correct environment, society, we need to fire everyone from their jobs, and until they raise their children till a certain age, the mothers, they have to be with their kids, because a child doesn't have an adapter between him and the world correctly, and we need to educate women, of course, to be the correct adapter. What do you mean, the correct adapter? The mother needs to teach him. This is called the Torah of your mother. She teaches him how to relate to the world. What is a Torah? It's the correct operation of me in the world, and how to receive the good influences from the world and to give the right responses. This is called the Torah of your mother. If I yell at her, will he hate me? Of course. Why? Because you're yelling, because you are creating in him such negative emotions. You are ruining the environment within which he's alive. how else will he treat you? As the bad factor. But he doesn't understand what he's saying. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have anything to do with the language. It's a matter of the influence. The negative influence. What kind of approach to reality does he gain at this moment? He needs to defend himself against this. Against my shouting at her? Yes. Against the negative influence, he needs to defend himself. So this builds within him a certain distortion. He already needs to compensate for this negative attitude in order to neutralize it. And then he constantly needs to stabilize within him a negative attitude towards the external negative influence. And so he needs to begin to develop a negative influence towards the environment. And then you see even violent behavior, bad behavior. And he doesn't know exactly where to channel it. And then it just simply begins to behave this way. Or the opposite. This pressure, if the pressure is so great from the husband to from the father to the mother, or from the environment towards the mother, that he is in complete insecurity. And then his whole life, he can't really be independent. So what do we do? Sir, this is not all. This is just the tip of the problem of the world. What do? We educate people. Can you take these amazing things you said that you taught us today? Because I can't ignore them. Now you're already willing to come to our workshops and our studies. You have no choice, right? If you love your wife and your child, you have to. You have no choice. We are obligated to. We just need to show reality, the way we influence the baby and his future. What else will you do? After this explanation, which I understood and I also felt it, I now have a problem because I don't have the tools. I personally am a very cranky person, so I don't know how I'm supposed to go through these 9 months of pregnancy so sweetly and nicely. So now you've put me in this fix. Why? Because before you taught me today's lesson, then whatever happened, happened. And now I'm aware of the damage, that I don't even have the emotional tools I don't have the emotional tools how to actualize the knowledge that you gave me. So can you maybe translate this insight into some practical exercise, small practical exercise? Because I know that I won't be able to be perfect 100%. Because you're telling me now that you have a kid, you have to be perfect. But I'm not perfect. I'm also a very a cranky person specifically. So maybe if you could give me a small exercise, something I need to start to grasp this, because for now I'm only understanding you here. Exactly, this is how it needs to influence you now. There's some people are influenced emotionally, some are influenced through their rationale, through their reason. Excuse me. So what I tell you, but maybe just watch a small film every day, a short film, 10, 15 minutes, about what happens from what your negative influence causes and what the positive influence causes, the development of the fetus and his future. Maybe I'll try to do that. I will look through YouTube. I'll probably find some things. Maybe you, if you could give me some specific details about how you can divide this insight into stages. How do I need to respond to the outburst of crankiness that I will feel next time towards my wife, in accordance to all this knowledge that you've now given me? Can we get something like that? You need to have this picture of what you caused. This is the only thing that will stop you. Okay, I'll try and find these things. Okay, so what else? Well, I will nourish myself with this knowledge. Say 10, 15 minutes a day. Maybe we'll watch it together. I'm sure that it will calm everything down, and maybe we'll even repeat the meeting that we've talked about today for sure. But this is in the preparations. But let's get into the situation. You want me to illustrate a situation? It's not a problem. I have 1,000 such situations a day. I come home after, during my lunch break, my dear wife sent me a YouTube clip about the influence of my crankiness on the fetus. We saw it together. We talked on the phone. We said we have to keep the peace. And our teacher, the Rav Lightman, explained deeply how we need to keep the woman, our wife happy. So now I come home. Always there's something. There's something, right? Like in with every couple. What? Something that makes you angry, that ticks you off. So before everything, you need to think, how will I influence positively? How will I influence my embryo positively? Now, all the time. I understood this all the time. I understood the films, and I also understood this lesson, and I think it's 1,000% true. And still, you think you might get angry. Yeah, let's say we fill this mental, emotional bank, and now something comes up, you know, life, something. Automatically, something ticks you off. How can I now, help me, how can I deal, how can I cope? Because naturally, I'd probably yell at her or something. It's say this thing that ticks me off is still greater than this bank of understandings that you've given me. Let's say something pops up. Can you translate from all of these ideas a kind of exercise to help me get in control of this? No. In that moment, of course I can't. It's the positive force as opposed to the negative force, which will cause you either to break out with your anger or to be calm. So it will be very hard for you with me personally, this whole story. I won't be the best student in the course because I'm a very cranky person. Maybe you're calm, but I'm very cranky. This has nothing to do with who you are. It doesn't have anything to do with it. It's about the acknowledgement of evil, all in all. This is what a person needs to feel. The acknowledgement of evil. I didn't understand. The acknowledgement of evil in your outbreaks, in your anger, in the way you approach your wife and the fetus inside her. You need more and more brainwashing. What else? There's nothing else but that. Your entire life now needs to be full only with these illustrations, where you can't escape from it anywhere. What do you mean from it? From what causes what your good attitude and your bad attitude causes your wife and the baby. and what she feels certainly moves on to him. And by that you determine his entire future, his life, until the end of his days. Yes, yes. This is the basis, which he later only develops. He only develops it. What is the 40 days of the creation of the embryo? It's already a creation that later develops. Afterwards, these periods of 3 months and then 3 months and three more months, these are the stages of development, not of this piece of flesh that is more and more alike to a person. It is the personality inside him that also receives a form, just like it, the external form, that God forbid if there's a kind of unnatural thing that happens in the flesh, in the body, when he's born, it stays, right? You need to fix it if it's possible. It's the same if he doesn't develop correctly inside him, in the systems of absorption, the nervous systems, his feelings of all kinds. It all stays, only you don't see these systems. But inside him, there is the entire degree of the future person. It's just that it hasn't yet come to the air of the world, so to speak. It's not been revealed in action. We need to treat this very seriously. Yes? So far, we talked on the negative, that I get angry at my wife and then what happens to him. And this is what's is actually stressing me out, that I need to avoid this negative attitude. And what happens when there's a positive attitude? What happens to him? Then he feels it as well. He feels that there's an addition of the developing force, that he'll develop better in his internality, in his absorption, then all of his perception, his sensitive perception are opened. What do you mean vessels of perception? When you're afraid, you shrink, right? You close off your senses, you want to hide. And the opposite, when the opposite happens, you expand, you open yourself up. If there is a good, positive influence on you, you expand and open yourself up towards it, right? Yes. That's it. So he's the same? What else? Of course. And by opening up his senses, how does this influence him for the better? It influences his development and influences entire degree of the body, also the flesh and the harmony of the body. So also the health of the physical body of the embryo will be influenced. No, of course, it's all connected. The nerves are everything, as we say. So of course it will influence him, his ability to absorb, to perceive everything. He doesn't close himself off, so he's more open towards music, towards creation, everything. If I understand this correctly, I'll take this another step forward. The relationship between us is, to a certain extent, going to determine the relationships that he will have? Of course, 100%. He will firstly want to always be in such relationships like he feels in the womb or in the family in which he grew up. Because even in these systems, even if the relationships are bad, he's created vaccines against them. He's created systems of overcoming, of resistance towards them. And if he doesn't feel towards them this bad influence, let's say he goes to a certain place or environment that's good, then he doesn't know how to cope with it. He intentionally will cause this bad influence towards himself, just like he had at home. because he doesn't know how to behave differently. He doesn't have the same relationship. He doesn't understand. Now it's interesting for me to understand. We see such things in the world. You don't have to steal. You don't have to do anything bad. Everything is is bountiful. No, the person still has to steal. He still has to fight. Otherwise, he doesn't feel others, that they're even in contact with him. He doesn't understand the good attitude. He only understands it when people yell at him and he yells back, when they hit him and he hits back. He lacks this response, this contact with the environment, because he's not used to it. He's developed such relationships, such systems of defense. He doesn't know how to behave otherwise. This is clear to us from psychology, from our regular psychology. It's already known. What passes in the genes and what passes through the good influence? It's a mutual influence. Because if, for example, this child has a genetic tendency to be cranky because his father is cranky, but his father has gone through this process and now he has a new attitude, what will happen inside? What will influence more, the genetics or the new attitude that he received? The genetic force will always remain, but it will also be corrected already. And this correction, the more it will be from the day that he was conceived and that he began to perceive the environment, then he reaches a state in which even all of his negative tendencies begin to be positive tendencies. Instead of demanding from others and making others angry and wanting a sharp response from others, he'll do that, but in a good direction. This energy, this spiciness, he'll use it to create a good and even better environment than other people who don't have this pressure. Meaning, he has these tendencies just like in stem cells, it's formless. And the form he'll already give himself. And this is all under the influence of the environment, as we learn and study, that these influences, these tendencies inside him can either receive the good or bad form in accordance to the environment. The tendencies exist, but they are raw tendencies. Before, you told me that you don't have a tip to give me when I have such an outburst of anger. There is, but you should create an environment for yourself. That's it. At your job and everywhere. Okay, we said that, but now I want to talk about it on the other hand, because we said that the embryo perceives negative influences from me, but then we began to perceive, to talk about the positive influences. It opens up his perceptions, because you expand his environment, the positive environment. What do you mean? Through the negative influence from the wide environment, then he shrinks and begins to enter these defenses, and this stops his development emotionally, cognitively, even physically. And if through the positive influence you add this influence to the mother, then you expand his environment, his circle. And then he develops according to this new circle, just like fish in an aquarium that grow according to the size of the aquarium. As a father, can I expand in a metaphorical sense? Can I expand her womb to me? Yes, of course. I can? Yes. And there's an influence here of a mother and father. The embryo begins to feel not only a larger, wider influence, he begins to identify a different influence, a different positive influence, except for his mother. This is already a different influence. It develops different systems in him. Which one? This is called the your father's teachings. How will I express this in regular words? I don't know. I don't know how to express it. It's the morals of your father. Something emotional. What does he feel? Let's say I begin to treat him in a certain way. You say you can expand her womb until myself. What does he feel? What does he feel? A new person has appeared in the field. He feels a force. That is active on the left hand, let's say. His father on the right hand and his father on the left. So it depends on how we talk about it. They both complete each other. From here, he begins to be built as a person, as the middle line between them. He feels very much the difference between his father and mother. Which difference? The difference that comes from a different source, not just another person. It's an influence from nature. You connect him to nature as well. You're not just... It's hard for me to talk in words that the father is integrated in the mother and the mother in the father. Maybe we'll start with the mother. The fact that you influence him through her is clear, but you influence yourself through her. Then what does he feel? He feels that there's another source from the general nature that comes to him through his mother, to him, and now he sees that there's another somebody in this general nature that influences his mother to him, towards him. That mother and father, father enters the mother and influences him. But inside him, because of this, another system is created that is the system of influence of the father alongside the influence of the system of the mother. The system of influence of the mother. Are they different, these two systems? And he feels what comes from the father and what comes from the mother? Yes. From the father to the mother, yes. What does he feel from the father? It's like different parts in his body. He feels it. Like chromosomes, they're like different systems in us. There's the male and the female. Systems in us, in our body, in our brains, which have different parts that belong to the right side and to the left side, the female and the male. And they always work this way, and you can't have one without the other. These are hormones and genes. It's everything. It's a world, a whole world. And the influence from the father, it creates a very substantial influence, but it's more hidden. It's more internal. It's deeper. The mother is as grace, and the father develops the wisdom, the chokhmah, the internal approach. It's a system that later comes out in him more. And is more apparent. Okay, so let's say, for now we talked about the system and what he feels, what he sees, and then feels that it comes from a different source. Now, how does it influence him if I behave well or badly towards her? We said that the embryo identifies a different source. Now, if I treat her. He tries to neutralize you. What else? What do you mean? I'll ask you later. If it's a negative influence, he tries to neutralize it as if he doesn't have a father. He wants to feel that he doesn't have a father. And then how can he compensate what he needs from the father in order to develop? He doesn't have what to compensate it with. And then he has lack of security. A lack of development, and he sticks more to his mom, and then he's damaged. And if I treat her well, then it's the opposite, then it's perfect and whole. If I make an effort, because it's already a second lesson already, and I make an effort to work on myself because I want him to feel good, does he feel that I make this effort? You know, on the report at school, there is that grade, and then there is makes an effort or doesn't. And let's say I'm a little cranky, like I said, and I'm not able to be perfect, but I really make an effort. Does he feel it? Yes, yes, it's there. It's given to him, yes. So even if I'm, because this is a part of your influence, you give him a screen, you give him your attitude. Not just what he's prepared to receive, but how much you prepare for him, what you've created for him, my efforts, you mean, for him. Yes, all of your efforts for him are given to him, are transmitted to him. He loves you even more. Really? Of course. If you just give someone, a child, something out of your kindness, it's different than if you give it out of effort. But this is tricky because there's three of us. It's not that I gave to him. Because he sits in there like a judge, just like he's in a courtroom, and he's constantly judging me. He treated her well or he treated her badly. She treated him well or not. And he gives us grades to our relationship. He grades our relationship and translates how he's developing through that. He shrinks, he opens up. But you are the ones who determine this. Yeah, but he translates it. He's the result. Yeah, he translates the relationship between us. It turns out that he's a spiritual entity, not just a physical entity. He's an emotional creature. He has your relationship inside him. He's a result of this whole system of forces, of relationships, of influences between you two. It's not just that you gave your sperm and then you're free to go. Here, it's the fruit of your common shared form between you. Okay, I want to maximize what we learned today in the positive. What do I need to do? Me, for example, as her husband, as Nitsa's husband, or in our couple, what do I need to do in order to nourish him to the maximum in the positive force? You need to be corrected. What do you mean? Give me an exercise. I promise you I'll do it. Everything you do, you do it in order to be a perfect person, because then for sure you will transmit to him a whole positive influence. And it's the same with a woman. And then you give to your child the positive influences in the present state and also the future state that you think for him and want to build for him. The kindergarten, the school, the environment that will be good and comfortable. He'll feel all of this. He'll receive all of this as the surrounding light, as the future. And he'll have somewhere to develop towards. The circle expands even more. He feels your concern for the future. And he perceives all of this in his subconscious, consciously. It's all written. And it works, operates on all kinds of levels, from the most subconscious ones to the ones where he already understands. Can you give me a less advanced exercise in being a perfect person? That's a bit big. Come to our course. No, I'm at the course. Give me some exercise. Being perfect is a bit big on me. Think about us being alive in a round system, the whole system that includes all of reality and all its levels, and everything is harmoniously closed together. And here we cannot be free of influences on each other, in every thought, in every desire, in every form. Everything is included, everything is written. All of your deeds are written. Okay. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Nitsa. Thank you for being with us. Until next time, let's write down our good deeds. All the best, and let's have a new life. Goodbye.